Gemara says in Shabbos on Daf Yud Aleph that if a person has a tainus, has a chalom ra, that he can fast, and he should fast, and even on Shabbos, even though tainus generally is also on Shabbos. The Torah says that the reason is because the tainus itself, that's his oinik Shabbos, because he's frightened and distressed by the dream, the bad dream, and the fasting, the tainus gives him some solace. The Gemara says that if he fasts on Shabbos, that what it's up to meisiv tainus letaniso, he should fast on Shabbos and then fast another day. Most people interpret the reason he's fasting the other day is to be mechaper for being mevatel the oinik Shabbos that was required for the fast on Shabbos. But the Rav had a different shot. After all, he's permitted to fast on Shabbos. It's a mitzvah for him to, in a sense, skim tainus, because he's frightened by the dream. So the Rav interpret that the pshat is this, that tainus on Shabbos, not only is it also because of bittul of oinik Shabbos, but also in the tainus, the chefetz tainus is incomplete. It's not, the Shabbos is not completely nitvas b'tainus, and therefore he fasts another day because to be mashlim the kiyum tainus, because epis felt in this tainus. I just want to mention an interesting observation. I think I heard this once from Gershon Zaks. The Rav often would speak about how Reb Chaim, didn't let people fast on different tanesim except for Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av. But I was told that the Brisker Rav, he said, often would be bothered by different dreams, and even though he generally didn't fast, but Tainus Chalom, he did fast.